Unlike the last two winters, most snowmobile trails are open right now across the Northwoods for all things outdoors. I'm Katie Thorson here with Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And so, you know, I think everyone, you know, they see all those trailers coming up on the weekend and see the snowmobiles out on the trails. But how big of a sport is snowmobiling in the Northwoods?
You know, I think, you know, it's a huge part of the fabric of our culture and our economy. You know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time in the area before you talk to somebody that's talking about snowmobiling in one way or another, whether it be the trails, their own personal snowmobile or whatever. It's really kind of baked into our culture, you know, which isn't really surprising given that Wisconsin is largely considered the birthplace of snowmobiling.
Unfortunately, with the trails opening, we've also seen a few crashes, including some fatal ones in the region. So what's your biggest safety message that you come across that you want to drill into snowmobilers?
I think the first point I can't mention enough is going to be sobriety. Avoid any and all drinking while you're operating a snowmobile. And of course, that would even apply to, you know, motor vehicles too. You know, unfortunately, I'm aware of all too often when people will say things like, I know my limit. The problem is that the people that cross their limit are the last people to recognize it, and bad things will happen. The second point I would bring up is sobriety. Be sober when you're on the trails. You know, again, once you're past that limit, there's not much you can do on a snowmobile. You know, there are some safe ride programs in the area for the local taverns, but I wouldn't rely upon that. You know, in addition, you know, once you're past that limit, you're kind of, anybody that's been past the limit knows that you're going to be prone to making bad decisions. So don't go even start going down towards a limit. You know, the other thing is, you know, crashes. Trying to stay out of crashes.
And what do you see when you those crashes, especially with other vehicles?
Yes. So one of the things I think it's important for people to remember is in the world of crash investigations, there's often referenced, little written about, thing called the lug nut principle. And what that means is that in a two-vehicle crash, that the vehicle with the most lug nuts wins the crash. So anytime a snowmobile is operating on or near a roadway, they should be very careful and aware of their surroundings. You know, if it's snow covered, the snowmobile is probably going to be able to maneuver better than a motor vehicle. So be very careful, even on trails where that have been groomed, and a snowmobiler may believe that motor vehicles are prohibited. For one, it's possible that they might actually be allowed on that trail. Secondly, it certainly could be that somebody is operating on that trail illegally.
And obviously, a lot of our trails, you know, go over our frozen lakes. What should people be aware of, especially right now with the conditions out there?
The lake conditions, and in some cases river conditions, are quite variable throughout the area. They're, you know, we've had some warm weather, some cold weather, warm weather, some rainy weather. So there's been a lot of different types of weather that can affect our lake ice in various locations, including even on the same body of water.
And so when you are responding to crashes, what do you commonly see?
You know, there's kind of some common themes that have developed over time, and listeners are welcome to go onto our DNR website and look at the crash reports. I think they're on there for about the last 20 years, but the common themes that I've seen over time is the people involved with these fatal crashes, they often do not have a Wisconsin Snowmobile Safety Certificate, which is required for any operator born in 1985 and later. Another common theme that I see is people that collide with fixed objects. So think trees, you know, fence posts, stuff like that. Things that are not jumping out into the trail. So those snowmobiles are leaving the trail for one reason or another and striking these fixed objects. And of course, two common themes, I'm going to, you know, beat the dead horse a little bit, but is intoxicated operation and speed. Those two things, although they mix very well, they do not mix well with snowmobiles themselves. So don't, you know, again, I recommend sobriety above and all, and to reduce your speed also when you're operating a snowmobile.
You know, it's been a couple of years since we've had a really good snow year and good snowmobiling. Any new laws that people need to be aware of?
there really aren't any new laws that are out there that people need to concern themselves with. However, what I would say is that people have probably have forgotten a few of the laws, especially if they didn't register or buy their trail passes in the last couple of years. So I would strongly encourage people to either pick up a copy of the regulations or go online and review those, review them a couple of times to make sure that you don't miss the important things.
Got about 30 seconds left here. Any last safety messages you want to share with people?
Yes. Probably last second safety message, reduce your speed. Speed reduces your reaction time to avoid those, again, fixed objects or even things that are on the trails, things like trees, vehicles, ice heaves. Oh, reduce your speed and be more safe.
Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.